Auto Shop, may I help you?
Hi, is this Chris?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, this is Jaw with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Who is this?
Jaw with the Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
I was doing good.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, just wanted to touch base with you. Not sure if you remember, but about like 2 months ago, you were working with one of our associates here, Gabe, on trying to get some capital to start up
new... Who was this guy who worked with me on that?
Gabe?
Yeah, Gabe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What
is
he doing
now? He's actually, he's been sick, so he hasn't been really coming in. So I've been kind of taking over some of his older files.
What happened?
Yeah.
You tried to kill him or what?
No, he's really good, so no, I wouldn't kill him.
Yeah,
I want him to come back as soon as possible if I could.
How can somebody in beautiful San Diego get sick?
I don't know. You tell me. But that's just what happened, you know. Sometimes you just can't, you know, you just have to stay home.
Yeah, I can understand if you happen to be in New York or Miami or somewhere,
yeah.
You get sick. You know, in San
yeah.
Diego?
I mean, it's been kind of weird here, you know, sometimes it gets really cold or sometimes it gets really foggy or sometimes it's really, really dry. So it's all over the map, so you can't really tell, you know, what the weather is.
Are you from California?
Huh?
Are you from California?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco? Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. How's the weather over there?
The weather is hot, humid.
You
know,
oh God! I hate humid.
Whatever the heck it is.
Yeah, and then in a few months, you guys start snowing.
Yeah, by end of October, November for sure.
Oh, okay, it's coming up.
Yeah, so you get some good snow. This winter is supposed to be really nasty too.
Yeah, how's business when it's snowing?
Business is okay. The same old business, you know.
Oh, okay.
We don't have any salespeople or anything else. But we are happy with what business we have. We just manage it with what we have, and that's it.
Oh, okay. I know you guys are you're a sign shop. Do you guys also install?
No, we have the sign. You know, we sell banner material wholesale to the sign
shop.
Okay, and we don't do any retail. And then we also have an air filtration business that we manufacture our own products there to Walmart.
Oh, nice. Okay, air filtration system?
Yeah. Air filter, basically, yeah.
Okay, does it change, does the business change for that sector of the business during the winter time?
No.
No? Oh,
it's
good.
Throughout the year. Because the air doesn't, you know, whether you heat or cold, you need a filter to remove the junk from the air. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, either you use air conditioning or you use heating system.
Yeah, exactly.
So
they
have to change the filter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Like
cool.
A $300 million market. Yeah, 300 million filters are sold every year in the country.
Oh wow, okay. How many do you sell?
We are a small business, and most of the 99.9% of the market is controlled by three big companies. Multi-billion-dollar corporations.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're just more local.
You know, so we get a small percentage of the 0.1%.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So it's not big.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, but our filter is a unique filter. So there's a lot of people who have health issues, allergy, asthma kind of problem. They use our filter. So it's It's not.
Maybe
like,
remind Gabe that maybe he can get one from you.
Yeah, I know. He should have been smarter. If he knew, he knew our business, he could have bought a filter and used it.
Yeah.
He didn't, so.
Yeah, well.
You know, when people are healthy, they don't care.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and then we're, you know, and young, too, so.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was old enough. He's not young anymore.
No, I mean, he's 27.
Age-wise, he's young, but he has an old man's body, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
I think so. You're right.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's why he's, yeah.
Yeah. He thinks he's out, but he's sick, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
is he
coming back, or is he gone for good?
He's kind of, like, in and out, you know, kind of, very little hours per week. So he's not really here
bill?
Too much.
How does he pay his bill?
I don't know, you know. Not too sure.
Huh, because somebody has to pay the bill.
Yeah.
Does he have a rich girlfriend, I hope?
Maybe that's what it is. Doesn't seem like it's bothering him too much. I think the focus is just, you know, getting better. So.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. How's, I see a note in here that you're launching a new product about a few months ago. How's that going?
We haven't launched it yet. We are still working out, you know, the manufacturing. We have, mm-hmm. you know, we have made a mold. It didn't work out, so we had to make another mold because manufacturing is done. You know, the mold is made overseas, so sometimes mm-hmm. you know there's a conversion difference between inch and centimeter, so mm-hmm. they get confused with it.
Oh, okay, it was off by a little bit.
Centimeters, metric scale. So there's mm-hmm. always issues on it. So we are trying to resolve that right now.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you? It's probably a like a secret because it's a new product. But what kind of, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of product is it?
There are a couple of products we are working on. One is a new air filter. So that is an improvement on the existing filter that we have been. We had this same product for 30 years. So we are just adding, a new product line. So that is what we are working on right now. And mm-hmm. then we have another one. It's a gift item we are working on. That's a niche market,
mm-hmm.
So that is something, it is made here by us. So it is, we had a trademark and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are getting into the production stage of it. It may be another couple of months away from getting it done. Because everything is components are scarce, manufacturing is difficult, and the economy overseas, people are very
mm-hmm.
picky on which clients they choose because mm-hmm. they only hear the bad things about America. They don't hear anything good.
Yeah.
So naturally, people are scared into investing, committing any new commitments to any kind of new products.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And I'm not interested in depositing a large sum of money with them in the hope that they will get it done. So so we have to, so there's our delays and,
mm-hmm. And would you be selling your product internationally?
No.
No, just domestic.
Right now, the one product we may sell internationally, but that is not there yet, okay? But all of the, the air filters we only sell in the U.S.
Because
in the U.S., it's only very educated people buy the product. It's not, or sick people buy the product, not ordinary people. So marketing, I don't have that advertising budget to spend millions of dollars in advertising to generate my sales. So it's all word of mouth. I'm doing my business with word of mouth and repeat satisfied customers. I don't have to advertise my whatsoever.
Yeah, I feel like it would be a very popular product in Asia because of all the pollution and everything like that.
Pardon?
The product would be pretty popular in Asia because there's a lot of
product. You see, once the people know they buy, they stick to us, But the new customers, they don't know because there's so many things being sold, so they can't differentiate. And we don't have we don't have a product in big stores because we withdrew the product from Home Depot and Lowe's about a year ago because they were very slow in paying.
Carry
account receivable for 6 months or so,
Mm-hmm. And how expensive are your products?
It's not expensive. It's about $10.
Oh, okay. It's not too bad.
Not expensive, but the shipping costs are higher because a $10 product will cost you $15 or $18.
That's true.
Ship,
mm-hmm.
Because of UPS charges.
Mm-hmm.
So, the only reason people are really, we are people who have been customers for a long time. They forgot to order, and then immediately they went to the local store and bought a 3M product. And put it in the system, and they were really sick. And they came back to me next day, and they wanted me to send it by next day air.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't mind paying $50 for the $10 product because they were so sick.
Have you thought of doing Amazon?
No, we don't do Amazon. With the one product line, it's very and the shipping cost, that is a problem for us. So only customers who are willing to pay, they are the one who buy the product.
So it's a very selective customer base.
The people are, just like me, if I want to buy a $10 product, it costs me $15 to ship. Will I buy the product? Unless my life depends on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the same thing. A lot of people, I'm an educated guy, so I know what exactly, I design products, I know the healthcare issues and all that. But 95% of the people don't know or don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And so they continue, to destroy their health, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They would rather spend $300 on a prescription product than spend $10 or $12 in taking care of their home.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of clients in Texas, allergy doctors, who recommend my product to their patients because they cannot increase the dosage of the prescription corticosteroids after a certain limit. So they said the only thing you can do now is you are in the maximum limit. The only thing you can do is try one of the purity air filters. Maybe it will help you out.
That makes sense.
You know, then they become my client, you know, our customer for life, pretty much.
Okay. So a lot of your customers buy directly from you guys.
Yeah, directly from us. Yeah.
So there's no third party.
Some people go to Walmart and buy the product, but only about a third of the Walmart stores carry our product, because the big boys put a lot of pressure on them, like the 3Ms and American Air, companies.
Yeah.
So they occupy most of the shelf space.
And Walmart, they probably pay a lot for that.
Yeah, you know, they have. Well, for example, 3M has 16,000 products they sell to Walmart. So for them, it is one other item, you know. So they carry a lot of weight. I sell one product to Walmart.
Yeah. They probably put it in a different aisle, too, and all that type of thing, too.
You know, it's kept to 3M, next to the 3M product. And I say, basically, if they keep our product in all the Walmart stores, we will sell, we will outsell 3M.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever 3M advertises in a market, so happened that if Walmart carries our filter, we sell more product.
Are they more expensive too? The same product?
They have two or three different categories. You know, basically deception. You know, they have marketing gimmicks, the good, better, best quality kind of deal.
Yeah.
It's all the same material, except you get maybe about 10% more material, but they charge you twice as much.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see. That's good to know.
Gimmick. Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a lot of 3M employees buying my product.
No.
So
that's funny.
That explains,
That's funny.
And there's no
how many units do you sell?
It's apples to oranges. You cannot compare our filter with a 3M product.
Mm-hmm.
Because 3M is a one-stage product. Ours is a four-stage cleaner. So basically, it's an entirely different, category.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
And how many units do you normally sell, like, a month?
Oh, yeah, I don't know, we sell quite a bit, we sell maybe 10,000, 15,000 units.
Okay.
Depends on the month.
Nice, okay. And then where do you manufacture all this?
In Columbus, Ohio, where you're talking to me.
Okay, you guys manufacture this in-house, okay.
Yeah.
I see, okay,
yeah,
cool.
We only sell what we manufacture.
I see. Okay, well, that's cool. That's good to know. A lot of people, they outsource it, and it takes some time for it to get delivered and then get distributed to all
the different
stores.
Ours is a very specialized product because I have certain very specific requirements for the raw materials, so I only buy from the U.S. suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to pay a better price for that, too.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I will never outsource my product to China, Mexico, or anybody else. No.
That's good. Okay. Well, do you have any, working capital needs right now?
Working with Gabe was a joke. Last time, initially he came back with a proposal that was pretty good. The last proposal gave me was so stupid. So I basically gave up on Bank of Cardiff anyway, because these guys, they don't know what the hell they are talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I see here, I'm looking at my notes here, looks like three different program that you qualify for. Do you remember the pricing that he, like, how big of a loan that he gave?
The last one was 2 months ago, he didn't come up with anything, any constructive idea, let me put it that way. Obviously, the blame on underwriters, so I really don't care. My business has not changed. I've been in business for 30 years. So if I qualify for a larger capital, larger loan 4 months ago, how come I don't qualify for that anymore? I honestly tried to give him a chance. Since then, we have moved on. So we got somebody else in place, and we get our capital from them, and we move on with our life.
I see. Okay. So you ended up getting different loan somewhere else?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Was it was the loan that he offered you looks like in June not big enough? It looks like $19,000 was what he offered you.
Yeah, but before that, I was qualified for 65.
Yeah, I see it here. Yeah, from February, March.
Yeah, and if you can see, my cash flow has. But if you look at my bank statement, my cash flow has increased. I had more additional sales.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where he got the numbers. Wherever he picked it up. I don't know. So okay. if you take my statement, you guys have the statement from last January or December on, or October, November on. If you look at my statement, every month there is an improved cash flow, except maybe 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was in February. So
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the only reason why it would drop, from my experience, is that if it's a decrease in cash flow or a decrease in the amount of deposits you made per month.
Yeah, absolutely not. If you look at it, look at it. The statement, the cash deposits were there.
Mm-hmm. Actually, don't have it on file. It looks like it, after a couple of months, it deletes everything.
It
just
was
for
there. You know, you could see. It was averaging out before 35, and up later on, it was almost close to 50.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
So
what
I
you...
the numbers mixed up. Something is drastically wrong with the evaluation or the presentation or whatever the heck it was. So if I qualified for 60 or 65 before 3 months or 2 months, my business hasn't gone down in 2 months. Actually, it has increased. And then they want to give me a 19? What the heck? It's a joke.
Honestly, that doesn't make sense to me either. Yeah. Who did you end up going through?
I don't want to say that. Somebody, you know, somebody good.
Okay. I see. Okay.
Yeah. They had the same information, and they were able to come back to me immediately with what my requirements were, and they didn't ask me one question.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And they put it in place in 2 days.
Do you need more right now?
Not right now. You know, I'm okay right now. And even if I do, I don't know whether I will go to Bangkok Cardiff again.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I mean, if there is something that comes up, I can help you out with it. You know, I've taken over your file, so.
But you're taking over my file, but because the analyst or you know the underwriters are the same old stupid people.
Uh-huh.
You haven't given them a brain surgery yet, so they don't know their numbers. So.
Let me look at my notes in here and see if there's any rhyme or reason why it decreased. Let's see. Out of the line of credit. Let's see here.
Okay. I have another call waiting. So thank you so much.
Okay.
To look at the numbers and see what the heck you can do. And if you think something is good, give me a call back. Okay? Thank you.
Okay, sure. I will email you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.